Parshas Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, Sheni. And the Rav Hashem of Moshe Alim, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Yigimel, Zeh Karban Aaron Vanav, Asher Kivu Hashem, V'yom Him Shach Haso. This is the Karban that Aaron and his sons will bring on the day that he is not created. Asir Se'efa, a tenth of an Efa, Solas Minach HaTamid, of a meal of a fine flour meal offering, continually, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Rashi says, Zek Korban Aaron Vanav. Rashi says, Afa Jojos. This applies even for the Kamet Kohan too. Like even Asir Se'efa, they bring a tenth of an Efa. Biyom Shehin Mischanchen Avodah. On the day that they are initiated in the Avodah. And that's what the Torah says, his sons, and not just Aaron, because it's also they will bring it on their day when they're inaugurated. Of a Kohen Gadol, B'chol Yom, but the Kohen Gadol brings it every single day. Shenemar, Minachat Tamid, so the Gomer. It's a continual offering. And the Kohen from among his sons who's anointed in this place, it's eternal decree, he always comes and they bring it. And that's what the Torah is including both people. Should be made on a pan with oil, scalded, you should bring it to Fine Minchas Bitim. It should be baked several times. A meal offering of crumbs. Takir Rechnechach Hashem should be offered satisfying aroma to Hashem. Rashi says, Murkabos, Chaluta Beroschon, should be scalded. Kalturcha, offer entirely. To Fine, which means repeatedly baking. Afuya, Afios Harbik. It's baked many times. Sha'achach Lita, after scalding it, offer the tanner, he bakes it into the oven. And he fries it in a pan after he bakes in the oven. So there are three processes. He first scalds it, then he bakes it, then he fries it in a pan. Minchas pitim. Malam shetunat pisisa. It requires crumbling. Well, pisis mamish doesn't actually mean crumbling. Between a pirim into pieces and crumbs, the fish aim and cousin because you can't scoop those. It's not subject to scooping. El kofel l'shan, rather you fold it into two. B'chaz el kofel ab, then you fold it again into four pieces. Shesav area vertically and horizontally. Veinamavah, but you don't separate the pieces. Chimak telichim, and so he makes it go up into the fire with the smoke. Since it's a chayav kmitza, it doesn't need to have this problem. Pasuk tes vav. The kohen hamashiach kachtav yivanav yaseh osa. And the kohen who's anointed in the place of Aaron from his sons will do this. Chakol Hashem kolut tiktaktar. Eternal decree to Hashem, completely burnt. Rashi says, Hamashiach, which means Hamashiach mibanav tachtav, which means the anointed one from his sons who will be in his stead. So that's how Rashi is reading the pasuk. He's understanding that the word tachtav is coming after mibanav. Halot tachtar, ein nikmetis. It doesn't get scooped. Doesn't have a kmitza. We'll shear nechal and tab that's remaining even. Ela kulo kliel v'chein, and completely burnt. And likewise, as we'll see the next pasuk, the same thing. Any mincha of a kohen should be completely burnt and shabby. Rashi says, "Kol minchas kohen, shalom davar, a voluntary carbon mincha of a kohen, kalil tia kalil kula shavala gua, should be entirely offered to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and no one should be eating from it." Pasuk is that the Mishnah of Moshe, the Mishnah spoke to Moshe saying, "Pasuk is chas, davar al aron, rabban of the Mar speak Aaron and his son saying, Zos trasa chatas, this is the Torah of the chatas, b'mkom asher tishachit as ha'olah." In the place where Shachta Nikola, that's where Shachta Chatas, before Hashem, it's Kodesh Kavashim. Pasuk Yutes. HaKohen HaMechata Osa, Yochalan, the Kohen who makes it into a sin offering, will eat it. V'mekom Kadosh, Te'achel, in the holy place you should eat it. V'chatzar HaMoed, in the courtyard of the Oav Moed. She says HaMechata Osa. HaOved Avodosah, anyone who does the service of the Chatas, she nasis. Chatas Eadol, so becomes a Chatas through his actions. That's what Hamechata means. Hamechata Seyachlana, Haroi Lavoda, which means the one who's able to do the Avoda, that's the one who eats the Yasu Tamek, Skulis, and Tamek, Vishasri, because Tamek, one is being sprinkled. She'ino Cholik, Bivasu, doesn't get a piece of the flesh. But Rashi says, V'yesh Lomar, Sha'osir, Sha'akwan, Bachila, Chutman, Azor, Gama, but it doesn't mean that the only person who eats it is the one who does the Avoda, actually. Shrein Amar Lamana, because it says later on, Kol Zachar, Ekwan, Miachol, Asai. It says, any Kohen can eat it. So it doesn't mean specifically any kohen. It doesn't mean specifically the kohen who does the avodah, but it means any kohen who's right for the avodah at the time of the zirka. Pasuk chaf. Kol asher yigabem b'sar yikdash. Anyone touch, any whatever touches the flesh will become holy. And anything that's sprinkled on the, like say blood, for example, on the garment, that will be sprinkled on it. You should wander it in a holy place. Rashi says, specifically a food item, not just any potatoes, but something that's a food item that absorbs the food, the taste of the other, of the holy, of the kachem, yikdash, lios kamo, should be holy like it, in psula, tifasel, it's possible, it's invalid too. And if the carbon is kosher, then you have to eat this other item as the carbon chavis that it absorbed. Meaning if it was sprinkled from its blood, then al habeged, on the garment, osom makumah hadam, at the place of the blood, should have to do after kvisa, shabeged asher yizeh aleha, on the garment on which it was would be sprinkled, tichabeis yishalondre besof hazara, within the hazara. Asher yizeh, that on which it will be sprinkled, which means yehei nizah, it should be sprinkled, I mean, it will be sprinkled, kmo velo yikeh, la'aretz yirvlam, the film will not be stooped into the ground, which means yehei netoy, it will be stooped, which means a passive. So actually in the word yizeh, here in this pasuk, at the second part of the pasuk is referring to, it will be sprinkled in the passive. Pasuk chavav, ukli cheres asher tivo shabal yishaver, an earthenware vessel in which it was cooked, must be broken, and kli nechoshes bushala umarak mishitat b'mayim. And if it's a copper vessel, it will be scoured and rinsed in water. Now she says, Yishaver, the absorbed amount, Shnibaspo, Nasas Noser, and that absorbed amount will become Noser. But what's in the whole Kashm? This is true by any Kashm, not just the Kavan Chavas. Umorak, Loshan Tamruke Hanashim, which means cosmetics, Eskir Velaz, which means to scour, to clean. Umorak Veshotov, the float as Beliasa, to expel its absorption. But an earthenware vessel, Laman Chalak Kasab Khan, the Torah is teaching you here, from the fact that it doesn't talk about an earthenware vessel, Shemi Yotze Midei Dofkin of the Olam. It doesn't leave its walls at all forever. Pasuk Habez Kol Zachor, but Kohanim, any male of the Kohanim, Yoch Lasashi Idik Kodesh Kodeshimu, he is, it is Kodesh Kodeshim. Rashi says, Kol Zachor, Yoch Lasah, Malamata Shemachata Osah, when it says in the Torah earlier, that the one who's making the carbon Chatas eats it, Ha'amur Lamala, it's not excluding other quantum. It's excluding one who's not able to do chita, like a person who's coming, for example. Any sin offering which the blood has been brought to the ol, which will be brought to the ol moed, chak bakodesh, lo se'achel, to effect atonement within the holy shall not be eaten. It should be burned. Rashi is the chol chatas v'gomer. Example. Where he brings the chatas achiton that's offered on the outer mizbeach, and he brings it inside the Beis HaMikdash, that blood will be compulsive, the chol derabba shekoshim. This includes other offerings as well. Plus, parag zayin pasuk av, zos toras hashem, this is the law of the carbon hashem, kodesh kodeshim, who it is kodesh kodeshim, rashi says, who karev, it is offered, v'eitu masu kareva, but it, its substitution, its timura, will not be holy, will not be offered. Pasuk beis, the place where yishchatu as ha'ola, yishchatu as ha'asham, the place where yishchatu the ola, that's where yishchatu the asham, that's the mizbeach al mizbeach sinur, you should sprinkle the blood around the mizbeach. Rashi says yishchatu, ribal and yishchatu tarbe, the plural, they shall slaughter. The vishim is asham etziv, because we have an idea of asham tzivur, that where yishchatu, ravim, ritzal of the ola, as we're tola it, in the carbon olam, and the Torah tells us the location of the carbon chatas of the carbon ashram is with the carbon ola. Lavi olas tzibar letzapan tells us the ola, the carbon tzibar, is in the north. So, if the carbon yachid of the carbon ola is around the north, and juxtaposed to the carbon ashram yachid, and this includes also the ashram tzibar, we're going to go back and tell us also that it's also true that the ola tzibar is brought in the north. Pasuk gimel, beiskol chavol yakir menu, all its fat should be offered with it. Esal yada tail as a chil machasas a kerev, and the fact that carbs the injuries. Rashi is as kol chavol. Adkan until now, when the parasha ignored by asham, we don't know what's offered with the asham. Gachutzuch the parasha, we can't. That's what the Torah tells us here. Avachatas kar nisparashim parash deyikra. We already have parashim deyikra of what's offered by the chalas. That's what the Torah doesn't explain. Only by the asham explains. Esal yada The usher is brought by a ram or a sheep. And these two animals have a tail and those offered with them as well. The two kidneys and the fat is on them, ashel on the flanks, and the diaphragm on the liver, as well as the kidneys should be removed. The coin should offer burn up his vehicle, Isha Hashem, the fire Hashem, Hashem, who is a covered Hashem. Rashi is Hashem, who actually not take the Shema Menu until its name has been disconnected from it. Libid al Hashem Shemesu Bala. For example, it teaches us that if a Hashem is about to be offered and the owner dies, she's Chapter Bala, or he had an atonement by offering another crop. Afal Pisha Omeid, Leos Damaf Ulun Ketam Esbech, even though it has this money designated as a second plan to be a carbon ola for the dessert of the Mizbeach, meaning an extra carbonos. Im shachtu tsam, if you shachtu without any intentions, inu kashul ola will be invalid for ola, karun shenita gloria, until you, laroa, until raya, until you had agreed to get a mum, and then sell it. But inu ba, and the word ashamhu does not come, lamed ala asham, she pasul shul ashma. It doesn't tell us to teach us that the carbon asham that is offered shul lishma will be pasul, she pasul. As we find it by the Kerma Chathas, the word who tells us has to be Lishma. Because the only time the Torah says it's Asham is after the burning of the Emurim. Who Asmo should look to the Emur of Kasher, but the guilt offering itself, whose parts were not burnt on the Mizbeach, would be Kasher. So the Torah can't be telling us that you have to burn the Emurim, the Shema, because you don't need to burn them. Rather, the pasuk is telling us that you have to have it first go to graze, and there, and even if it doesn't develop the moon, halacha would be that you're allowed to use this carbon for an ola automatically since you've started detaching it from its status of a carbon by having it graze. Pasuk vav, kol zachor b'kohen yochlan, any male of the kohen should eat it. The makom kadosh yachel, in a holy place, it should be eaten. Kodesh kadoshim hu, it is most holy. Rashi says kodesh kadoshim hu, but taras kohen v'nidrosh. This is there's a drasha in Taras Khan about that, and the comments they say is that the pasuk of Kodesh Kodeshim, who again seems again the user superfluous, and the interpretation is the following: Kodesh Kodeshim, which tells us to apply this law, which restricts all but male Kohanim from eating the offering, to not only a Karban Ashram but to Shlamim brought on behalf of the Tzibur, and who tells us that the law does not apply to a Karban Toda and the El Nazir. At the end of the term of the Naziris, that it does not apply to this, that all males have to eat it. Pasuk Zayin. Kachatas ka'asham taras achas lahem. The sin offering and the guilt offering, they have the same law, which is, HaKohen asher yichaper bo lo yeh. It should belong to the Kohen who performs its atonement service. Rashi says, taras achas lahem b'davar zeh. In this specific matter, all the carbonos, these carbonos of chatas and asham are the same. Anyone who's able to have an atonement or give an atonement during that time takes a share in it, prior to Tzolyom, excluding the Tzolyom. Mechusar Kippurim, a person who lacks atonement, he didn't have a carbon after sitting, after becoming tame, and the owning and the person who's mourning for a relative, they do not get a portion in this. Pasuk Chas, HaKohen HaMakriv HaSolas Ish, and the Kohen offers the person's Ola, or hala asher kivla koin lo yeh. The hide goes to the one who offers it. Rashi says, "Pratul tolyom again lo yeh again excluding a person of tolyom mechoshek kippurim plus lacking atonement but onin shinichol kibaros they don't get the hide." It's pasuk test. V'chol mechal asher tiyafeh betanur v'chol nasa v'machashas v'almachon slakoin amakir v'sod lo yeh. Any carbon minchah which is baked in the oven, made in a pan, a pot, should go to the coin who offers it and should be to him. Rash is the kind of makir basel gomer yachol levad again. You might have to only him. Tamer lomer lochol bnei aron to yet. It should go as the next pasuk will tell us. It goes to all the sons of Kohanim. Yachol lefilm again. You might have to everyone. Tamer lomer lachkohen makir. The only one who offers it. Hakitzah. How is it possible? The base av. The karv mincha goes to the base av. The family of Kohanim shall also yom shemakir basel on the day on that family's day on which they serve and offer korbanos for in the base of mikdash. They get the korbanos mincha. Division. Pasuk Yud, B'chol Mincha, B'lulav, Hashem, B'chareva, and any meal offering which is mixed in oil that is dry, Chol b'nei Aaron tia ish kachiv, it should belong to all of Aaron's sons, every man alike. Rashi says, b'lu b'shemen, zumin chasendava, kar mincha, that's what volunteered, which is mixed in oil. B'chareva, zumin chaschote, a dry one, which is a sin offering of a karba mincha. Minchas kenos, and the meal of jealousy of sota, which don't have any oil.